Begin your offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast, only on airfmlive.com with Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on the cum stainer too.
Desi.
I look like a whore. I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
Soon we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake. It's an FM.
Here they are. The Oddcast.
Live.
Okay, so explain to me again why Desi's not here.
She ate some bad sushi.
Okay, now, we're talking Desi, so when you say sushi, is that a slang term for she ate some bad pooch?
No. It's real sushi.
She really ate the
pooch. Fish.
She ate sushi from a Japanese restaurant.
Yes.
And okay, so you have to clarify that these things with Desi. I mean,
yeah,
she is kind of awkward, and when you say sushi, I'm thinking, oh, she went out and met some, you know, chick and just went down, and now she has a bump on her lip or something.
No, I don't think so.
I hope next time I see you, Desi, you don't have a bump on your lip, okay? So if you do, make sure you Blistex the fuck out of that shit.
No, actually, she went to a restaurant, had some actual sushi, and threw up twice, and now her stomach hurts.
Okay, yeah. That's actually, when you think about it, it sounds like I've had a couple bad nights with some skanky bitches and woke up the next day throwing up, and so.
Have you ever had, like, food poisoning or something?
You know what? I think I did one time. Actually, I have, once or twice.
Does your stomach burn?
You know what? The thing is, it happens right away. It's not like a thing where it comes by later. It's like right when it goes down, when you eat, when you're done eating, you're like, okay, something's not right. And yes, it's happened.
But does your stomach burn?
Burning in the sense that you have to shit and, you know, you
burning
just.
Burning as in it feels hot.
Nah, that bitch is pregnant. Desi, you need to go to your OBGYN, baby. Is that how she explained it?
She just said she threw up twice, and now her stomach burns.
Okay. I don't know, man. I don't know, Desi. Look into it, baby.
You know, she's listening right now.
She probably is, and she's probably like, fuck you, Dusty Angel. Fucking Dusty Angel.
Hey, guys.
Fucking
Dusty Angel here.
You know what? I can't even lie. That shit, I had to listen to it, and it had me cracking up. Because it's sad, because I do kind of sound like that. Well, shit, we got my...
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of how you sound.
Uh-huh.
You do kind of sound like that in your voicemail message.
Oh, the one that you
the
made a comment
that
of.
Says...
Yeah.
This is June 23rd.
Yeah.
I lost my phone, so
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, that... Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is what you call... What is that? A procrastinating pothead? I left a message. I lost my phone about 6 months ago, and I changed my voicemail to saying, it's June 23rd, 2009, or 2010. I lost my phone. Leave a message. I check my messages periodically. It is now mid-January, and
2011.
Exactly, and I still have the same exact message on my voicemail.
I thought I was bad.
So proud of myself. Yeah, no, that's... Did I take the title from you, dog? Because that's
I never check my voicemails, but
To have
you,
yeah. I took it one step further, dude.
So it turned into a fill-in because Destiny couldn't be here.
Uh huh.
But you brought a friend.
Yeah. We got our good friend Jordy. What's up, Jordy?
Hey, what's going on,
get
everybody?
Get that pasa. Yeah, he was waiting for the... He wanted the
yeah,
the
man.
Applause.
I listened to that sound earlier. I'm like, okay, you guys better introduce me like that. I feel special, really. It sounds like we got a crowd in the back.
Yeah,
know?
See.
We do.
See.
Didn't you hear them during the intro?
Yeah, they're invisible. We're fucking egomaniacs. We need that to pump up our ego because we're such fucking...
But doesn't it get you excited when the show comes on?
It does. Yeah. I even want to meet these people already.
Exactly. Who's the one? Who's the third one that's clapping? The one that go, yeah! I want to meet that person, dude.
Yeah. I get that sometimes when I pour some 10 shots, do a trick maybe.
Well, you're gonna we're gonna have a drinking show tonight, and you're gonna talk to us about you're a bartender. You've been a bartender for a long time.
Yeah, 6 years.
Yeah. So and we're gonna talk about what life is like seeing all the drunk people, being on the opposite side of the bar, you know, because I'm sure you've seen some crazy, crazy shit, and I couldn't even begin to imagine, you know, what you've seen.
Yeah, you know what? After six years, I think I've seen it. I've seen most of it, I guess. hookups, breakups. You know, some bizarre situations.
Okay, you know, nice. So. Well, we're definitely going to get into that after the news.
Okay, awesome.
But I definitely, you're going to hang out with us and talk trash and talk shit and fill in for Desi, who apparently ate some bad shrimp.
Sushi.
Sure.
For real.
Okay.
For real, real.
I have to see her without a bump on her lip, and that's when I'll see if it's for real. Okay?
Do you know what I'm referring to when I say for real?
For real. It's a comedian, right?
No, it's what's that show called? Drawn Together?
Oh, okay.
Remember the black girl on there? Foxy Brown?
Yeah.
Foxy Brown?
Yeah. That's the only cartoon that almost gave me a chubby. I can't even lie.
But she, when she's asking if something's for real, she's like, "Is that for real,
or
not
for
play?"
Uh-huh. sadly, blacks, as do Latinos, like right now, like, yeah. Is it right now or right now? So you know, we all have our
right now is like a couple minutes
right now,
from now,
exactly, or right now
is like
5 seconds,
very instant.
Yeah, exactly.
like you better get your ass in the car right now.
Exactly. Well, speaking of cars, Robin, you just triggered something that happened this week to me, and
he wants some help changing his transmission.
Yeah, and
you gotta tell him right now,
please.
You're barking up the wrong tree, buddy.
Or later.
He'd be like, "I don't know what to do with this.
The only thing I can do is brakes.
I only know trannies." Just kidding. No, okay. I truly believe, and if it was my world, I respect the elderly. I respect them because they've made it through this crazy ass world and have seen shit that I'll probably never see. But I think after a certain age, old people should have to take driving tests like every couple of months or something like that, because they drive worse than drunk people do. I swear to God, at least once or twice a year, I'll see an old person almost kill somebody.
Do you know what's even worse than an old person driving?
An old Asian person,
yes.
Driving. Oh my God! Me and Denise were driving, and
no,
we saw
to Asians, but
none
you
at all.
You guys know.
You guys keep it real. You know, just like black people, we know we steal. Mexicans, you know, they pack
we
up
run
cars.
Across things.
Exactly. Now, me and Denise were driving, and we saw an Asian woman driving behind the wheel, texting at the same time. I said, "I'm stopping right here." I said, "I put my foot on the brake. I put the car in park." I said,
"Old
I'm
Asian?"
Not. She was just a regular Asian chick, but she was texting.
Oh, no.
I was like, "Nope."
Oh my goodness.
Can't do it. So I parked there for a good 3 minutes till she got way the fuck wherever she needed to go, and then I put the car in drive and I took off.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry. That's suicide, dude.
It is.
Play it safe. Play
I
it
get
safe.
Scared.
That's suicide. But somebody really needs to reevaluate the situation and make old people take driver's tests, because it's scary, dude. The lady passed the red light, first of all, stopped in the middle of the intersection, and there was two people walking on the other side of the intersection. She was a good 12 feet from hitting them. Mm. If she would, yeah. So it's like, I looked, and that little old blue-haired lady looked like she just saw three black eyes in her house.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Oh, my God, what do I do? She's just in the middle of the fucking road. I'm like, oh, Jesus, dude. Please.
Oh, man.
Somebody needs to reevaluate this, dude. I'm sorry. I'm not disrespecting old people, right?
I wish I could disagree.
Yeah,
but it's true.
It's so true, man. It's so true. They're on top of people for drunk driving and texting while they're driving. You need to be on top. There needs to be a cop assigned to each old person on the street and just follow them.
You could get charged with a DWO.
Driving while old.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. See? That should be, I'm telling you. What is wrong with our society?
Like, isn't there a rule against driving too slow?
Yes. Definitely.
Because old people do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the brake thing and the brake and then this and then that and can't
they drive
see over the,
three oh. car lengths behind somebody.
Jesus
Oh,
Christ.
And their blinkers get changed like, you know, once every 3 months.
They leave the blinker on. You know what? I'm a weed smoker, so I can't even lie. I'll leave my blinker on like for the whole fucking day.
The whole road.
Oh, man. People probably hate me. They're all flipping me off. I'm like, fuck you too. What? I didn't do shit.
Whenever I realize I left it on, I'm like, crap.
Exactly. We're like, we're 29.
Because what? I hate when people do that. But when I catch myself, I'm like, oh, crap.
Uh-huh,
I just did it. But I usually catch it, you know, within a couple minutes.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Well, at least within a minute.
And I think people can catch what you're doing. I mean, when I'm driving and I see somebody in front of me, that's got the blinker on, at least on the freeway for a while. I mean, if they're not moving, I'm going to cut you off, you know?
Yeah. Just,
or if I'm, he's on the other lane, he's got the blinker on. If you're not moving, then I'm going.
I mean? I don't have that problem because when I want to go, I go.
You just go.
All right.
Bumper cars, boom, boom.
I give you a minute to move,
if you don't change lanes,
I'm going straight.
God damn it. So please, that's my public service announcement to whoever's listening that may have some power out there, some mayor, some something. Make old people take tests after a while. It's scaring the shit out of me.
Destiny says, I didn't eat vagina.
Sure.
Just the angel here, guys.
Fuck you, bitch.
Sucks to be you.
Fuck you, Desi. Sad because she sounds more like me than I do myself.
Shit.
I got confused listening to the last show. Like, wait, oh shit, I'm fucking confused now. Who's me?
Who the hell's been talking this whole time?
So I hope you did eat some bad vagina because I want to see a little bump on your lip. No, I don't, baby. I hope you didn't.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, that sucks. Never had it, luckily. Oh, thank you, God. But, yes, never had that. I've had, other things that are cured. You can go and get a shot for them. Whew, but never got the big ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God bless me. God, there must be a God out there.
There has to be.
I don't know.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now, for the news.
Well, Desi is actually going to love this story, because I know after December, this particular drink was banned from the market. But there is now a home for Four Locos on the black market. Yes, apparently the banned energy drink found a new home on Craigslist.
What?
Yes, postings are popping up everywhere on Craigslist.
Right, Four Locos is advertising for hookups now?
No, Four Locos, because you know Four Locos in December was banned from stores. You can't go into a store now and buy Four Locos at all.
Oh, they're trying.
Yeah, so now people who had cases and cases of Four Locos are selling it on Craigslist. So they're putting postings like, here's one.
So you can't get it anywhere anymore?
No, just on Craigslist, dude. Not at all. It's
what about
done.
Juice?
What? I don't know. That's probably going to go too. But Four Locos was like the big one. So
that was the good one.
Yeah, see? But now, damn, like postings like this. I have a couple of cases of Four Locos left that need to be sold. Shoot me an email with a reasonable offer. Thank you.
Isn't that illegal?
It's very illegal. And, Robert, Pete, there is a whole squad now that goes undercover to find these people, and people have been busted. Actually, a couple in Wisconsin was recently busted for selling Four Locos on Craigslist. Tell me that's not the shit, dude.
And wow.
They're just posting crazy posting. Here's another one. For sale, here are Four Locos with caffeine not sold in stores anymore. I have available 20 cans of the orange flavor, 4 watermelon, 6 Loco Uva purple can, 4 cranberry lemonade, 13 blue raspberry, asking $5 a can.
Hmm.
Somebody's making some dough, dude.
I used to get them 2 for $5.
There you go. But now it's supply and demand, dog. It's supply and demand.
But that's dumb, though.
Yeah, no.
You know what? These people probably went to all the stores before they were banned and bought all these
I bet you they
cans.
Did. That's
and now
smart.
Now they're not going to be able to sell them.
Mm. No, people are buying them, dude. It's turning into a little business.
But I thought you said there was an undercover sting.
No, there are, but that doesn't stop people from buying them. People are still selling them because Craigslist, you can't stop everybody. Craigslist, it took them like 5 years to shut down Erotic when they really figured out that they were selling pussy on Craigslist. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to take a while for them to, you know, Four Locos is probably way down at the bottom of their list. I don't know. But yeah, Desi, if you want some Four Locos, hit up Craigslist.org and type in Four Locos.
She also said, no bump, LOL.
Sure.
Let's see. A man shows up drunk to court for DUI arrest.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Now, this story
Christ.
Reminds me of another one we did. It's not the same one, is it?
No. This is somebody. These are stupid people.
Wow.
Stupid people.
Okay. A man out on bond following a drunk driving arrest last week was rearrested Tuesday after he showed up to court drunk. Tommy Thompson was standing before the judge when he noticed the smell of alcohol and asked him if he had driven to court that day. When Thompson said yes, the judge ordered the man to do a breathalyzer. Following the test, he was found above the legal limit and escorted him
Jesus.
Out of the courtroom in handcuffs. He posted $500 bond then and following his second arrest on Tuesday posted a $250 bond.
See, that's an addiction. That's what you call an addiction. come on, man. You couldn't wait till after the fucking court. You had to go to court drunk after being arrested for a DUI. God, what is wrong with people, Robert? What the fuck is wrong with people, man? These are the type of people, I'm sorry, but they are procreating and they are, you know, having babies and they're just creating more stupid. And
yeah.
This is really, really, really not good, dude.
Destiny said they sell Four Locos at a liquor store down the street from her house.
See, I knew it. I knew the hood. There are certain areas, and you just got to go, hey, and if you know the
she
guy
said
good.
She's going to go buy some and sell it like
that's
crack.
That's dope. Let's have a Four Loco show.
You know what? We should totally auction off some Four Locos.
We would probably get in trouble for that big time.
We're not selling it.
We're auctioning it. Huh? And it could go to a good cause, maybe? We
give it away.
Maybe go to a good cause? I don't know. That's a good idea. Hey, Desi, start pimping off Four Locos. Seriously, buy a case. I'll go half with you, and we'll just split the profit. We can really make, hey, two for one, 5 for 10,
we
baby.
We can set up some gift bags or something
exactly.
And give them away.
Desi, look into it. I'm going to text you after the show, okay, sweetie? All right, let's see. Oh, okay. I like this story because I don't know if you guys have been hearing over the last couple months, birds have been falling from the sky.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They've been finding, like, dozens of birds and literally hundreds of birds in certain areas all over the world. Well, this particular place, Romania, actually had a bunch of birds fall from the sky, and a bunch of scientists realized that these birds that fell from the sky were simply drunk.
What?
Scientists now know why over 100 birds fell from the sky in Romania this past week. The birds died of alcohol poisoning, not avian flu as first feared. A post-mortem revealed the flock ate grape residue that had fermented and their bodies could not handle the alcohol.
Oh.
Yep, there were concerns that the Romanian town had been hit by avian flu once more after an outbreak 7 years ago. The reports came as other large bird deaths were reported in the United States and elsewhere. Amazing, dog. So these birds were actually drunk. It was no avian flu as they suspected.
Technically drunk.
So do you think the birds that fell in Tennessee, because I think it was like Tennessee or something, do you think they got into some bad whiskey or something like that?
They probably got into some backwoods shit.
Mama's moonshine.
Yeah.
That's mama's shit, baby.
Daddy's distillery.
So yeah, so people don't worry. It's not
still. I'm sorry.
The world's not coming to an end or anything like that. But you know, these birds.
Killing yourselves. Yeah, yeah. Dusty told you birds died in Romania.
Thank you. Birds are just getting drunk. They're getting into your old fermented grapes.
I wonder if these birds have been hanging out with Destiny.
Probably eating bad sushi and shit. Mm-hmm, sure.
He's not gonna let you live that one down, Destiny. It really had to eat bad sushi, really.
Yeah, I know. Why couldn't it have been, like, steak or something?
I don't know.
It had to be sushi.
Oh, let's see. Couple arrested for setting up Gary Busey.
What?
Yeah. Two people have been arrested in California after allegedly setting up actor Gary Busey.
Oh, that sucks.
For a drunk driving bust and taking pictures of the encounter.
Ah.
Police officers stopped Busey in Malibu after receiving a tip by people claiming to be concerned witnesses.
What?
Cops determined Busey was perfectly sober and allowed him to go on his way before noticing Patrice Karst and Mark Abel taking pictures of the scene.
Oh.
Deputies tell TMZ.com Karst and Abel identified themselves as members of the press and refused to stop taking photos, despite their requests. The L.A. County Sheriff's officers arrested the pair for obstructing a peace officer in his duties. Patrice was also charged with possession of marijuana.
That's the problem with too many cameras in too many stupid people's hands.
Did you hear the last part?
What's that?
Patrice is also charged with possession of marijuana.
I did not catch that. What? See? Surprise. See? Why? You people are... Jesus Christ. You give potheads a bad name. Bad name. That's
but
horrible.
The only thing they got accused of was being dumb.
Yeah. Fucking stupid asses.
Taking pictures of Gary Busey.
That's not cool. Come on. Gary Busey, of all people, hasn't he had a rough enough life, people? Can you guys leave the man alone?
You know what? That's going to be the new thing now.
What's that?
People setting up situations to get paid by TMZ.
Exactly. And why the poor man's Nick Nolte? Why are you gonna set up? You know, that's not cool. That's not really nice.
That guy is so fucking out of it.
Yeah, he's definitely out of it, dude. Okay, well, oh, man. Apparently, a Kurdish club...
Kurdish? There's,
yeah, their party scene is booming because Baghdad, as in Iraq, has banned alcohol.
What?
Yeah, so I guess Iraq is, I guess they, or Baghdad, Iraq specifically, banned alcohol just a couple of weeks ago, and dozens of men are gathering, and they're meeting up in the more liberal Kurdish north. And dozens of dance halls and clubs are opening. And basically all the business that used to go to Baghdad is now going to up north because, you know, that sucks. Baghdad,
so Iraq is going through prohibition right now.
Pretty much, exactly. And apparently Baghdad in the 70s and 80s was world renowned for being the capital of Middle Eastern life, nightlife. And just as, you know, more religious people, you know, came into the mix and things like that, that slowly, you know, just kind of like evaporated away. And now they can't even drink alcohol, and they will kill. It is punishable by death if you are caught with alcohol.
At least I didn't eat 70-year-old sushi.
Ah, fuck you, Desi.
Desi.
Fuck you. hey, that was good. It's 70. It was, but it tasted day old. Tasted like day old sushi.
Day old sushi is not good.
Yeah, but no, I would hate to see that. That kind of sucks, man. And that's when the whole religion thing gets thrown into play, and like, oh, you shouldn't drink because this and that. But damn, dude, and this
Jesus
is,
had wine.
Yeah, Jesus, and if you read the Bible, they talk about wine like 1,000 times in the fucking Bible.
You go to church, and sometimes you
what
get
do
to
they give
drink
you?
Wine.
Thank you. Exactly. Exactly.
Except some churches give you grape juice.
Yeah, but
you can tell the difference.
The Middle East is so different, dude.
It's just dumb.
Glad I live here.
And they're going through the prohibition now.
Yeah.
Welcome to the
70s. Yeah. Welcome to the 1930s, bitch.
What was it? 30s.
Wait, let me see. The prohibition was 20. 20s, 40s.
Where was it? When was the Flappers?
Yeah, Flappers was 20s. Boom.
20s.
The Al Capone era and all that. Chicago.
Okay. 20s. Welcome to the 1920s, Iraq.
Yeah. Hello. Wake up.
Jeez.
Bitches. Oh shit. They're gonna kill us, dude. Oh fuck.
You really think Iraqis are listening to our show?
You never fucking know, dog. Man, they're like Mexicans. They're everywhere, dude.
Really? Anyway, drunk woman accused of trying to run down her husband.
What?
Yeah, a woman is in jail for using her car to attack her husband. Yvette Faust and her husband were at a party when they got into a fight over another woman. The couple left the party and went to a restaurant, arguing the whole way. Once they arrived at the restaurant, Robert Faust called a friend to come pick him up, leaving Yvette at the restaurant. A short time later, the husband went to the couple's apartment to pick up some clothes and belongings to leave. Yvette Faust drove up, blocked in the car driven by her husband's friend, then accelerated, striking her husband with the car and pinning him against the porch. Robert Faust sustained injuries to his legs and was taken to the hospital. Yvette Faust was charged with drunk driving as well as assault with a deadly weapon with the intent to kill or inflict serious injury.
Okay, so let's go around the room real quick. What race are we talking here?
Faust.
I'm trying that. That's a hard one. That's white. A hard one, right? White. Okay, you're gonna go white. Jordy, what do you say?
I'm saying white.
Okay, you say white.
And that's because I got a few friends that are with that last name.
Okay. See, I'm going white myself because Faust. Never met a black dude in my life named Faust. Now, her name was Yvette Faust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Yvette Faust. I'm just going to Google Yvette Faust in my slow-ass computer. Because, yeah, this does sound like something a white person would do. Once again, no disrespect to our white friends out there. But I'm just going to click on images. Give me a second. I'm still in 1999 mode here. Yvette Faust. Okay, she's definitely on the news. Oh, wow.
What is she?
Yvette Faust, my friends, is what people would refer to as a heavyset woman of color.
Wow.
Really?
Look at her right here. That's Yvette Faust, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, I'm sorry.
Yes.
But that's not her real name.
That you don't think so? I don't know.
Look up Robert Faust and see what
that is. Look, the story's right here. Look, the story is actually right here. Let's see. Let me close this out.
Oh, yeah, that is her.
Yeah. Yep. That's Yvette Faust, dude. Let's see. What Yvette? Yeah. Yvette Faust. Police say drunk woman used car to attack husband. This, my friends, is Yvette Faust right here. Damn, I'd be scared of her.
Wow, were we wrong?
Ooh, that's a, yeah, hey, we, I think we,
I don't think
last
that's her
name.
Real name.
Ooh. Probably the guy was white.
You're right, huh? I think in a couple weeks it's going to be like, oh, yeah, this bitch was lying. We checked her fingerprints and she's lying.
Because I've seen people come in don't look like they should have those names.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Good call.
And you're like, oh, that's a fake
Alias. Sure. Yvette Faust. Sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, poor Robert Faust, man. He had a fucked up week.
And a fucked up looking wife, too.
Fucked up week.
I'd have left her, too.
Yeah. At least he didn't eat raw sushi. Raw sushi.
Well, no, now shit. He gets a chance to get a new one. Oh, well.
Is there one more story, or is that
That's it?
That's it?
That's it.
That's all the news?
That's it. We did
it. It always goes by so
fast. We're good, right? We're fucking good.
Well, are we good?
I think so. Okay, now think of how many stories you've heard in your life, guys, where it started off with this simple phrase.
I was out drinking?
I was out drinking, or I got drunk, exactly. How many stories have you guys heard?
How many of Destiny's stories exactly started out like that?
Oh, I wish she was here tonight, because I know she has hell of stories about this.
I mean, what kind of story would be fun without alcohol, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's just how it is.
Most of the good stories do start with that. I was out drinking with my friends, and it always ends up with I was passed out with my ass in the air or something like that.
Really, Dusty?
Well, you know.
How many of your stories have ended that way?
Ah, shit, none. But damn, good call. I always do that Freudian slip thing, huh?
Yeah, you do.
I better
do.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just revealing. Like you're the only one that brings up the gay stuff.
I'm revealing too much about myself.
Yeah, TMI.
TM motherfucking I. No, okay, so stories like that, because nobody, like you guys say, when we go places, alcohol has to be involved, especially
always.
With our race, our blacks and our Latinos and even our whites. We have to have a shot of something before we go somewhere. We will drink before the baby's fucking baptism. Yeah. I mean, really, right? It's like alcohol is always involved in our life, dude.
Most of the time.
Yeah, and it's...
Anywhere fun, anyway.
Yeah, anywhere fun, exactly. I don't want to be, like, that's why I'm having alcohol during my wedding, and Jordy, who we brought tonight.
Are you going to be drunk at the altar?
Not at all, dude, not at all. But I want everybody else to be drunk, because every time I go to weddings, I think to myself, I could have a beer right now. I could be having a glass of wine while this is all going on, and I just thought, you know what? I'm going to have that at my wedding. And actually, Jordy, who's joining us tonight, is going to do that for us. He's going to be our guy getting everybody drunk at the wedding. So
yeah, exactly. Just great. What I do best. Yeah, get people exactly. drunk.
Now,
yeah.
Now, Jordy, how long have you been a bartender for how long?
I've been a bartender for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
But I started... I actually started in this business when I was 18 as a barback.
Okay, a barback. See, barback. That sounds a little...
You guys know what that is, right?
Put an E in there, and then it sounds a little like Robert's lingo over there.
Yeah, the barback's pretty. The barback's pretty simple. Yeah. It's just the name says this.
Uh-huh.
Back up the bartender.
Right.
That's it.
You help him out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. That's it.
Get it. Yeah, see. That's what a lot of bitches out
Who's
there
that
saying.
Bitch?
I only know bareback. Does that mean you love me? Wait, barback? You love me? Nah, just kidding. So a barback, okay, so somebody who has to be a bartender has to be a barback first, right?
Is that how it works? Preferably, yes. In some places, if you want to start a bartending job, most likely you would have to start, doing the barback. This is mostly for guys. I don't think I've ever seen a woman as a barback.
Really?
It is some hard work.
So is there some sort of discriminatory, like women get pushed up the ladder faster or something?
It's just it's hard work. You have to make sure that the fridge is,
what is it, Rob?
Stocked with beer. Poop. It takes some heavy duty. If a bartender runs out of a beer keg, I don't think a woman can really unless she was pretty heavy. So it's most likely
so
hard work.
So it is kind of, if you think about it.
It is kind of, yes.
It's like, oh, so
because I've never seen one, yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's
all
guys.
I don't think a woman would really want to do that. Instead, might as well just get a waitress job and,
Yeah,
you're all set.
Lifting shit.
Yeah.
Well, we brought you in today because I want to get a bartender's perspective of what you see looking out, because we only see you. You're one person back there doing your thing, flipping the shit in the air, putting the shots in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you have about 100 people at a bar just drunk and, hey, give me a drink and blah, 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 this, that. Blah. And it's like, I want to know, I just want to talk about what the fuck you've seen. You've had to see the craziest shit in 6 years of doing this, dude.
Yeah, no, really. The place where I used to work at, it was a live music venue. So I got to say that I work different crowds. By that I mean, you know, the hip hop crowd, the reggae crowd,
okay,
rock bands. I've seen different crowds, different stuff going on behind the bar, and yeah, like I said, I've seen a lot of different things.
What's the thing that sticks out in your head that you went home that night and you said, "I can't believe I saw this tonight"? I cannot fucking believe I saw
vagina.
What I saw.
I cannot say I cannot say bar fights. That happens anywhere. You don't even have to be behind the bar, you know, to see that. Uh-huh. I've seen many.
You ever get flashed?
Oh yeah, and since I started bartending, I've always been flashed all the time.
Oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah. And see, this is the thing. Like, I guess at the beginning, when I started bartending, these girls would flash at me and.
Wow.
And I would give up easily.
That's an attention getter.
I would just be like, oh, here you go. Oh,
hey, here
you go. Some shots. There you go.
Instant free drink.
Here's I'll give you another one if you do that again.
Here's the refrigerator.
You know what I'll give you if you come around back?
Refrigerator's this way, to the left, yes. Damn. Okay, so best.
Yeah, I know. As you grow up and you start learning, you know, working behind this bar, mm-hmm. and, you know, you do things differently now, you know?
Okay.
Eventually somebody wants to flash me. Hey, I'm not going to be that easy anymore, you know? So like you said, hey, now it's going to be now we're going to have to take it to the next level. I'm going to get a 10-minute break.
Yeah, and you're going to follow me back
30
here.
30 minutes, exactly.
And
let
your
me
hands,
show you how the back works.
Your hand's
going
to get some work in.
Let me show you where the goodies are.
Exactly.
All the alcohol.
Now, okay, best set of boobs you've seen on a girl and all the time you've been fast. Black chick, white chick, Mexican, Asian, what was it? At the top of your head. Best set of tits. Like, you're like, oh.
I really have to say a Latina.
Yeah,
I
okay,
really have to
yeah,
say that.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Ah, so perky.
Yeah, just perfect boobs.
So
you know?
Perky. So perky and birdie. Oh, I love Latina boobies. But anyway. So, okay.
Who flash you the most is white women.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Woo, girl!
And actually, her friend would actually do that, too. And she's not even getting a free drink.
Because she's the fat one.
Yeah.
Take notice, ladies. Take notice. Fat chicks don't get free drinks.
Oh,
it sucks. But, hey, it's life. Lose some weight, fatty. No, I'm just kidding.
Now you should give the guys with the fat chicks free drinks.
Ooh,
they need it.
They're taking what, yeah.
Yeah,
take
I guess
them up for
so.
The team.
You know, just
be like, yeah, seriously, drink up drunk.
Give
him
a double shot of whiskey for that.
Here you go, brother. What's
so
this for?
True.
Yeah.
Just here you go, my brother. I feel you. I feel
exactly.
I feel you.
Yes.
I feel you, my brother. Now, okay, damn, that's because I've always, because I see shit, I sit back, I'm a watcher, I'm a people watcher, and I see, and I watch the bartender, and I see the stupid guy or the crazy chick, and I'm like, damn, I wonder what that bartender's thinking right now, that person just said, oh, fucking my ass, you know, like, it's nuts, dude. Now, white chicks, you said, get the craziest.
Yeah.
I think, in my experience.
And you know what, because they drink.
Excessively.
Besides excessively, all kinds of stuff. These girls don't even care. I mean, you know, man, we got a different woman out here. I mean, some women just stick to one drink, mostly the
Jaeger,
vodka,
a big one
cranberry.
Jaeger, a big one for the white chicks?
You know, the typical drinks, what we call the well drinks, you know, the vodka, cranberry, easy stuff, you know.
Hey,
but,
I have a question really quickly.
Yes.
L.A. water.
Okay.
What's in that?
What's in that? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I get it all the time, but I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's actually, there are about five drinks that are pretty much the same. By that I mean they have the same the first four liquor bottles, they're all the same. It's a variation of a Long Island iced tea. I think you guys pretty you guys heard of that drink.
Definitely,
pretty much.
Definitely.
Long Island iced tea, an Adios motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Tokyo
drunk,
tea.
Been drunk on both.
Long
of those.
Beach tea.
Uh-huh.
And LA water, that's the fifth one.
Okay.
Ah.
So they all contain the same four, which is vodka, gin, rum, tequila.
Oh, shit.
And the fifth bottle, that's what always changes. It just depends on the drink. That's the one that always changes. Plus the mixer and the soda.
Okay.
For example, the Long Island iced tea, as I mentioned, the first four, the fifth one is triple sec, sweet and sour, splash of Coke.
Uh-huh.
Now, at LA water, that one, instead of the triple sec, you add Midori or any kind of melon liqueur. I mean, it depends where you add, but most likely, if you're just at a dive bar and you really don't specify, they'll just put the melon in there.
It's usually blue.
That's...
You have the bottle opener? Sorry.
Yeah, of course. I got to have the bottle opener, right?
I mean,
how come I didn't bring one? Shit.
Cause
there's one on the refrigerator.
Oh, it's on the table?
It's on the table,
it.
Brother.
Okay, keep talking. Go ahead. I'm going to grab
it. You didn't tell
that.
Me I was going to be working tonight.
Hey,
otherwise,
sorry, dog.
Shit,
sorry.
Damn.
Just because
bring me the mixer and I'll pour some shots.
Just because he's the bartender doesn't mean he's got to get your bottle cap opener.
I expected you to have like a bottle opener on you.
Actually, when I go to parties, I think it's an instinct for me to just... I mean, I don't carry a bottle opener with me. I really don't. I'm not that crazy. But if I'm hanging out at a party, I mean, I don't know. It's something about me that I want to take care of people.
I knew it.
Especially the girls. You know, if I see them in the kitchen wandering around, you know, hey, I go up there, open up the bottle, you know, whether it's wine or just any other bottle, I try to help them out and, you know, pour their drink. And if I got my target, you know, which we all know what that is,
yes,
and I'll probably pour a little bit more.
Nice. Now, do you like, okay, because this is the guy that has always amazed me. The guy who sits at the bar and buys the chick drink after drink after drink after drink after drink. And
I hate that, man. I hate seeing...
My question to you is, what percentage of them do you think actually get fucked by these girls, honestly?
None.
There you go.
None. Public announcement, that shit doesn't work out.
It doesn't.
Really.
Nope, thank you.
You know what? To this point, I 2 weeks ago, I'm at the bar, and I got those, you know, I got a few of the girls, you know, they're drinking, having a conversation. I was, you know, kind of jumping in there. Mm-hmm. I wasn't that busy, so I was... You know, I had a chance to talk to him. But, you know, eventually when I get a customer, then I walk away for a minute.
Uh-huh.
So this one guy comes in. He's alone. So I walk up to him, say, hey, mm-hmm. what can I get you? He's standing right next to the two girls. And without even worrying about how they look like, he hasn't even made any eye contact. None of that stuff at all. Not just yet. He hasn't even told me what he wants to drink.
Wow.
He looks at them real quick. He looks at me and says, hey, whatever they're drinking, let me buy two of those drinks, give him a drink on me, and then give me a beer.
Wow.
He says beer. I mean, most people, you know, just come up and ask for a beer. I'm like, okay, you know, you got to be more specific about that, you know. But
wow.
It just doesn't work out. And
the power of the vagina.
Exactly. It's so fucking powerful,
but
man.
Guys, you got to stop doing this, really. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, right?
I'm really not against, you know, buying a drink to a woman. I'm really not.
Right.
But I think at the very beginning, you know, especially if you meet somebody at a bar, I think these girls know what exactly you're doing.
Yep.
And I think I think you have to know what you're doing before you even make the attempt of buying somebody a drink. I mean,
right.
I think you know, eye contact, you know, comes in first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then obviously making an approach, talking to them. You know, and please, I also seen a lot of guys that, you know, they start talking to these girls at the bar, and they just stuck in that conversation.
Uh-huh.
And they don't want to leave.
They don't.
And they run out to say, you know, to shit to say, you know, and they just...
And you know the girl's probably like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
just keep
like,
buying
when is he going to walk away?
Yeah,
you know? Exactly, right.
Where's my friend?
Now, what percentage of men pay compared to women? It has to be an astronomical percentage, like men that actually give you the money compared to women who pull out the money and give it to you.
Yeah, I got to say it's about... I gotta say 70% of the time.
That's a big fucking...
70% of the time.
Oh, listen to this, man.
And now, it happens to me too when I, you know, when I'm on a date, I go to a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It's really interesting how the waiter or the bartender, when it's time to pay,
uh-huh.
they always bring me the tab.
The guy, obviously. Always.
And I always make fun of it. And, you know, it's
like,
just,
she's paying, huh?
Yeah, no, it's like, why you gotta bring it to me?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, I just make fun of it. I mean,
that's the society we live in. But
exactly, that's
you know
how
what
it is.
Yeah.
But because we live in LA, I've seen it as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, I gotta be honest. Yeah, you know, if you're at the bar, if there's a couple hanging out, you know, they ask me for a drink, I just spit out, you know, the total, whatever it is. I really don't look at the guy.
Uh-huh.
I really try not to.
Yeah, yeah.
I just spit it out, whoever pays.
Know.
And you know what? I got to be, I'm bad sometimes. If the girl pulls out the money first, I take it away from her.
Yeah.
And even if the guy says,
really?
You know, I got this. I'm like, hey, she pulled it out first.
Uh-huh,
and I just
nice.
Make fun of her.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And go charge it. I'm
good
like, yeah.
Shit. Oh, that's
hell
good.
Yeah. I do that. I do that all the time.
Chalk one up for the men on that one, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Thank you later.
Yeah, exactly.
Take her money, bring her the change, and say, he's got the next round. You
good
know what I mean?
Shit.
That's it. Turn around and go on.
Now, as a bartender, you've probably seen the... What I like to call the different types of drunks. I mean, there's the mean drunk, there's the loving drunk who wants to hug everybody and loves everybody and buys everybody shots. There's the annoying drunk. I mean,
the annoying.
Yes, the worst dog. There's the fucking drunk.
That is definitely
which pulls her tits out. Out of all those, which one is the one that I guess you hate the most.
Ran into the amnesiac drunk?
What's that?
The one that keeps asking you the same questions over and over again?
No, that's usually potheads in my life, but yeah.
People ask random stupid questions, you know, whether they're drunk or not. That's why I actually brought up a list.
Wow, he brought a list.
Yeah, he's prepared.
Which I want to make a public announcement for all bartenders.
Public service announcement.
In the world. Which I got
now,
on this list.
Now, what is this? These are annoying. These are things that bartenders hate, right? Or that annoy bartenders?
Yeah, it's the top 10 of the list. The top 10 things that customers do to annoy bartenders.
Okay, let's go. Let's go one at a time, and we'll talk about it because I'm sure like there's because I want you to spill your heart out. This is your chance to.
Like I said, I'm speaking for all bartenders. Good. So I think I'm gonna bring this out and
take notes, oddcasters. Pull out your pencil and your paper or typing whatever and take notes. This is what bartenders hate. Okay.
Yes.
So don't do this, and you will get a better drink, maybe a stronger,
better
drink.
Service.
You might exactly.
Maybe even a free drink if you're nice.
Okay. What's number one?
Okay. Actually, before we get to that, I wanted to answer your question. So
what's
I guess
that?
Yes, annoying drunks are the most.
Those are the worst.
Those
right?
are the worst.
Yeah.
You know, that
those are
hate.
The ones.
Annoying.
Because you know, the loving drunks, you know, most likely they'll be the women. You know, hugging out with their friends, or they're probably the depressed ones that are crying at the bar.
Okay.
You know, they probably had a breakup, and you know, yeah, I'm that butcher. You know how it is.
And I got
that women's circle. If it's a guy, most likely, you know, he's drunk. He's probably a lonely guy. I don't know. He's
trying to be funny when
you know,
he's
really
not.
He wants to buy drinks to everyone, and at the end, he's not even getting a number from anybody.
Yeah,
so,
nobody.
You know, and he's annoying at the bartender too.
Yeah.
So. Because, you know, he wants some good service and, you know, they know you because they come up to the bar and every time, whatever they feel like it, and they think they can get your attention right away, you know,
hey,
because they, you know.
You probably hear some disrespectful type of
we're going to go through
too.
We're going to go through all that stuff.
Okay, I'm curious because I
want to. Banging at the bar, yelling, snapping fingers.
I like to think of myself as a respectful person, so I hope I don't do any of these, but let's see. I hope you don't either, Robert.
I hope not.
Go ahead.
I think you two at least probably did three of these.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He served
it's
me
It's a very
so,
common
oh,
thing.
Oh, fuck.
Dusty, I'm going to call you out on one of these probably. Probably. Who? I don't know. Who knows?
Okay, let's see. Go for it.
Maybe you didn't do it with me, but you know.
What's number one?
Let's just find out. Okay, number one, which is the beginning of the night. People, please be polite when you show up and I say, how are you? Before I even ask you what you want to drink. Say hi, you know, how I, you know, say hi back.
Oh, okay.
If I say hi or how are you, please be polite.
So
don't respond with like, I want a Corona. Or,
yeah.
I want to get, come on. It's just like, you know.
Bartenders
especially
are people.
On the
yeah,
weekends.
They are. Bartenders are people too. I like
exactly.
That.
Yes,
that's respect. That's Southern hospitality. That's what they do. We need to take a note from the Southern sometime hospitality because that's a good one. I like that. It builds good
it
character
is.
And it builds the rest of the night. And now you remember this is a guy that said, "Oh, I'm doing fine. How's your night going?" You know, things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Good one. I like that.
Yeah, people don't notice that. You know, they think
yeah.
we're just robots behind
yeah,
the bar.
Yeah.
Behind the bar,
yeah.
you know, just getting your drinks. I mean, we are people, like you said, and you know, we want to talk to you. We want to give you good service as well. And so, if we say hi back. That's
so
all I'm saying.
Do you mind if people start conversation with you just to butter you up?
I've seen that, especially with girls. I know they
you know.
The flirty
you're
girls.
You're hip to that right away.
Oh,
huh?
I already know. I already know.
You're hip.
But I like a good flirty girl that knows how to play some game. And she
nice.
Knows, you know, she can keep up a conversation.
Nice.
And, you know, she's not going to ask for shit at any point. If you ask me for something for free, you're done with me. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
You know
huh?
what I mean?
That's
it's
where
just,
it kills it.
Yeah,
that's
it's like,
where
okay,
it
then
kills
you,
it.
You just wasted your time because
that's
I already know what you're doing.
Nice.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? If you really want to keep up a conversation, eventually, you know, be friends at the end or, you know,
yeah.
you want to become a regular, you know, something like that. I know who is the people that.
So it's safe to say that you have
actually,
a good eye. You have a good eye for bullshit.
Exactly.
Nice,
oh, yeah.
Nice. Good, good. That's good. And
men
sure,
and women.
I'm sure that comes in handy as a bartender.
Oh, yeah.
And as a person.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
yeah, so once again, just say hi back.
Yeah,
how you doing?
That's nice.
That's it. You don't really have to
yeah,
talk to me that much, you know?
Yeah,
you may be with a group, hanging out with your buddy.
Hi, how
girls.
You doing? Give me a Midori Sour. What? Okay, sure.
Exactly.
Asshole? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, number two. Okay, this is the one that we just talked about right now, or we discussed earlier. Do not whistle.
Uh-huh.
Call me out.
Nice.
Bang your beer bottle at the bar.
Yes.
Or snap your fingers
oh.
to get attention. Please
I'm
do not. If I'm busy,
oh.
you know, most likely you go to a bar, and if you see the, you know, the bartender doing the best that he can, just right. running around,
right?
You know, try to wait in line. I mean, just if there's a line, I know some of the bars that are, you know, pretty long,
mm-hmm.
and it's difficult. It takes a good bartender to actually, you know, notice who got there first.
Right.
It's very hard. You
it
know,
it has to be. That's why I
gotta say that some bartenders out there, they still get nervous, or they, you know, depending on how long they've been in the business, but. I think that a good bartender can notice who's next, you know, uh-huh. at least, you know, hit some areas of that bar where they can help you out. And, you
nice.
Know, what I do sometimes, I, you know, if I'm really busy while I'm pouring a beer, maybe I turn around, I look at the people that I'm not helping at the moment, and I said, I'll be with you in a minute. I give them my contact, or say, just, you know, you're next.
Nice.
But, you know, don't think that you're going to buy your attention
by
with
snapping.
You know, snapping.
Oh,
actually,
yeah,
what
man.
Happens, and all bartenders know this, you're going to be the last one I'm going to serve.
Nice.
When you
so
do that.
What
oh,
is,
yeah, you get it.
What is
you
know? Acceptable, get your attention,
yeah.
whatever?
Help the people out. What is acceptable, like, hey, I'm here? Or do you already know? Do you already see them walking up and you already kind of know? Like, what's the – what, or just
at,
eye
I've,
contact?
I've
just a nice,
at,
like, hey.
I've been at a bar and I would stand there and I try to be polite and not do all those rude things. But I get overlooked by people who are doing rude things.
It's because you look like Wilder Valderrama, and he doesn't tip. He has a. It's a known fact around LA. He doesn't tip, so they just, you know, they cut him out right away.
Damn,
that's why that happens. Sorry, man.
I never seen you, bro.
No,
you
but
know
just
what,
like
what
eye contact. Just like eye contact. Hey, how you doing?
Eye contact. I mean, also look like you want a drink. You know, okay. just don't stand there. You know, you
like looking
be,
around. Like,
yeah. You gotta look at me.
Uh-huh, okay.
You know, maybe one tip that I can give out people. It's you know, take out your credit card. You know, or your money. Have it in your hand.
Have it
ready. That'll help me, you know, come up to you a little bit faster, knowing that you have the money ready, because that's one of the reasons that that's one of the things I got on the list as well.
Is
so
having
it's always,
the stuff ready.
It's always
well.
Okay to wave money at you.
Not too much.
No, have
actually
it sitting
not.
On the counter. Just like
I would just pass by and take your bill, and I wouldn't even help you.
Okay.
If you give me crap, I'll call
so
security.
I guess just respect, like any and any other. It's just respect. You know, people know how to be respectful out there. When you're at the bar, just give them eye contact or give them a little thumbs up or something.
I think that's what it only takes. I mean, if you just got there, if you just walked in, go up to the bar, wait until the bartender sees you. You know what I mean? Once he sees you, you know, you can raise your hand, you know, say something or, you know, just stand there. If he made eye contact, mm-hmm. I'm sure he's going to tell you, okay, he's going to notice. And he's going to know when to serve
when
you.
When to serve
well,
you,
you know, when you're next.
Yeah,
you know,
I hear
that's
you.
What it's all about.
Okay. What's the next one?
Actually, before we finish number two, I guess a lot of people we're talking about right now, sometimes people that are actually by the well, which well, the well is the station where I'm making the drinks.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes I'm making the drinks and the people that are, you know, just facing me, that are in front of me right now, they start saying... you know, hey, they start yelling out drinks. Hey, you know, give me this, you know, when you get a chance.
Uh-huh, when you
I
get
mean, of course I'm going to give you a drink when I get a chance.
I think I'm guilty
whenever,
of that
you know
one.
What I mean?
I
so
think
it's
I
like,
could. Yeah, I think I could be guilty
of that
one.
It's not when I get a chance. It's
yeah.
like whenever you're next.
Right,
you know, you got to
right.
wait for your turn.
Okay.
So it's, sometimes I ignore these people. Uh-huh. I mean, it just, because it's annoying.
Uh-huh.
But, it, you know, it depends on my mood. I'm always in a happy mood. I'm always going to, you know, be respectful to people, but... Most likely, I will tell them, you know, okay, you have to wait. Give me a second. You know, just...
Do you get to drink on the job?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
Well, some, you know, some bars don't let you do that. It just depends where the bar where you're working at. But even if you don't sometimes, you are allowed to drink a shot from a customer. If a customer wants to buy you a drink,
uh-huh.
they're having a good time. Maybe you're carrying out a good conversation. You know, they say, would you like a shot or have, you know, pour me a shot and pour one for you too and we'll pay for it. So we are allowed to do that.
Oh, know? Okay. That's cool.
There are a couple of tricks. I mean, if you really can, maybe you work at a nightclub where, you know, it's, you really can drink, you'll get in trouble for that, or maybe they have cameras behind the bar.
Interesting.
Then there are
wow.
there are tricks to do that. You can actually go back there, pour a shot of water,
mm-hmm.
and pretend you're going to have a drink.
Okay.
You know? And actually, you take that money, put it in your tip bucket.
Interesting. Okay.
And, just for your shot, not the rest.
Gotcha,
the rest goes in the
gotcha.
Register.
Gotcha. Nice. Okay.
So.
Interesting. Okay. What's the next thing that annoys the fuck out of bartenders? And I hope our outcasters are taking note.
Yeah, this is number three, people.
Okay.
Number three, it's stupid questions.
Okay.
These questions most likely are coming from the younger crowd.
Bitch.
Yeah, exactly, fuckers. all of you that just turned 21, you know, early 20s. Yeah, exactly. They come up to me and they ask me these random questions.
Uh-huh.
What kind of drinks do you have?
Ay, they.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I get it.
The alcoholic kind.
You know, like, it's like we're not in a restaurant. We don't hand out, you know, drink menus.
Every
you know
drink
what I mean?
Possible, pretty much. Just, you know, put it that way, right? Wow, dude. And those are obviously the people who just turned 21, like you said, and who aren't familiar.
Yeah, so
with
that randomly, or you know, obviously makes me believe that okay, you've never been at a bar before, you know.
When I was 21,
you were guilty. What kind of drinks do you have?
When I first started ordering drinks,
really? That's funny, dude.
This is the worst one. Do you have cocktails here?
Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah,
somebody actually asked.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I just, you know what I do just to make fun of it. I turn around, I look at all my bottles. I look at her or whoever's saying this to me, and I said, no, it's just a bar.
So you have your own ways of fucking
now
getting...
Do you mind?
Yeah, because, you know, I guess at the beginning, you know, when I started bartending, all of this stuff, you know, it's annoying. But now, you know, after 6 years, I have managed to, you know, have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't get me anymore. I just have fun with it, and I treat people the same, you know, same respect, and I have, like I said, I have fun with it.
You just have fun with it, yeah. You bullshit. Get the tips, you know.
Nah, I'm not rude at all. You know.
Right, right.
So, but yeah, mostly, you know, the younger girls, they don't know what to drink.
But
that's what it is.
What's the next one?
All right, number 4. Okay, this is a major one right here. Not knowing what you or your friends want to drink before the bartender gets to the bar. This is horrible.
Give it to us.
If the bar is busy, I'm running around, and I know you're next, I come up to you, you look at me and say, I don't know what I'm going to have, let's see. Or you actually turn around and say to your friends, what do you guys want? I think all bartenders know
after
that.
After you've been standing there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you've been standing
minutes.
There.
Oh, hell.
You got all the bottles, you know, every single bar
that
has all the bottles and the beers on the shelves. You know what we have. You know what you drink. You know?
That would drive me
so,
nuts.
You know, please, people, if you go out on groups, as soon as you get to the bar, ask everybody what they want to drink. And then have someone, you know, tell the bartender, you know, all the drinks at once. You know, also with groups, when I see the groups, I count them out real quick on my head. And I count the drinks that they're ordering. And if I'm, you know, if it's 6 people and I'm only pouring 5, I always say, okay, what about this other person? Who's not having a drink?
Nice,
before I walk away, you know, because...
Smart.
It is, because most likely sometimes I go make the drinks, I give it to them, and then they say, oh, yeah, and I forgot. Let me get a Cape Cod.
Yeah, you're like,
oh,
fuck.
Man. Now I'm going to have to skip you because, you know, now I just charge you. Yeah. We made a transaction. Now someone's next. Now you're going to have to wait.
You know what would help on that? A menu.
But see, most
if there
bars,
was just a menu of some popular drinks up there,
no,
probably get a lot.
No,
more
only at a restaurant. Only restaurants have menus.
Yeah,
they even come up with their own drinks. Leave it up to them. But if you go to a nightclub, we're not gonna have a menu.
Yeah, one thing that is called something here may be called something else there, like an Ice Age. It's called an Ice Age here. It's coconut, and we got crushed ice and some coconut rum. And over here, it may be called fucking polar bear paw.
And yeah, a lot of drinks have regional names.
Yeah.
You know? Like, for example, one of the drinks, Sex on the Beach, my favorite.
That's world renowned. Like the Long Beach Ice, the Long Island Iced Teas. All those are like, if you go in and order that, you know exactly what you're getting, right?
Yeah, and you know, they have regional names. So, you know, for example, on the West Coast, a Sex on the Beach is made a certain way. You go on the East Coast, it's a total different drink.
Interesting.
And it goes by the same name. So,
okay.
That's one of the things about being a bartender. It's, getting the drink knowledge, but
cool. Let's go ahead and read some more of those things that annoy you guys, because I want you to spill your heart out, man.
Okay, cool. Okay, number 5 is the next one.
Do a couple of them at a time.
Okay, cool. Not having your money ready when ordering a drink. That's very annoying as well. Especially women. Come up and then, you know, you look on your purse. You know, looking for the money. I just want to grab that purse and, you know, turn it over and then get all your money. And that's another one. That's a big one.
I'm sure.
Another one, annoying one, is when you order your drink and I charge you, I come back to you and you say, I'll tip you at the end of the night. Oh, I'll take care of you
later. Oh, lie.
That is a cheap ass motherfucker. I already know.
Oh, you know.
And they think that these, you know, these people think that by saying that, I'm going to believe them. You know what I mean? So wow. Now next time I see him or they want to get a drink, I'm going to ignore him for a bit.
Wow. See what happens. Wow, that's funny. What's the next one?
The next one is most of these bars, they're going to have a fruit tray where we keep our you know, lemons, limes,
cherries,
olives, and all that. Please don't stick your hand in there. Dirty hands.
Wow.
Try to steal all the fucking olives because you're hungry.
Yeah, you start eating. People sit at the bar and eat olives all the time. I see that shit.
Yeah, and they don't even ask you. They just, you know, they go into
start eating cherries and shit. I'm like, bitch, you fat bitch.
I close that shit that's up gross. And I tell you, don't do that again or I'm going to ask you to leave. Seriously.
Wow.
That's how bad it is.
Please don't, people.
Please.
What's the next one?
This one's for the ladies. Do not ask your bartender to put your purse behind the bar.
Oh,
please don't.
Okay, I never thought that. Okay,
yeah, you know, if you go to a nightclub, you know, take a small wallet or something, or you know, take some cash, put it in your wallet, or give it to your guy if you're hanging out with him. And,
I can see how that could be.
It's just annoying. And actually, we don't do that. You know, and also for ladies, please don't leave your drink unattended. You know.
Oh,
I see
yeah?
that happen most of the time. They order a drink, they leave it at the bar, they walk away to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and I kind of feel responsible for it, you know, because
they still do that.
People day,
oh yeah,
you know?
Girls
yeah.
still
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Girls,
even after
dumb.
All the news stories, come on, ladies, think twice.
Maybe
please.
They want to get roofied.
Yeah, see, fucking whores.
Secretly, they're trying to.
They want
to
get picked up like that.
She wanted it. She left her drink there for 38 minutes, man. She wanted it, dude.
They went to a bar in Long Beach and wake up in San Francisco somewhere.
Exactly.
She even came back and checked it out first and then put it down.
Yeah, see?
Came back again.
She wanted it.
The funny part, I think the funny part is the guy actually picking her up because, you know, when she falls down, she's with me.
What's the next one?
Number 9 is, okay, this is for the drunk asses.
Oh, shit.
Please, if you had too much and you know you're going to puke, make it to the bathroom, please.
Oh.
And not only make it to the bathroom, but please make it to the toilet.
You listening, Desi?
Now, that one is, that one's kind of a futile request.
That's tough. That is tough. It's like you have the shits.
Because I can promise you anything when I'm sober.
Yeah, but after a few,
But come on, you have to know. If you're getting sick, I mean, at least go to the bartender.
Wait. Come on. Now, the last time you were drunk enough that you puked, did you really think about getting
timing
to the
it.
Toilet?
I guess I was really wasted, so I didn't.
Rusty.
But see, establishments like a bar, I mean, they won't. I mean, you'll notice.
I can see your frustration. Just understand
our point of view, man.
At that time,
you're serving us good drinks.
You're not really knowing when it's gonna happen.
It's just horrible, you know. And puking in front of the bar—that's nasty.
Yeah, that is. Especially women, control that shit, you dirty bitches.
Yes.
What's the last one, George?
The last one is, please, just tip us. You
Thank
know?
You.
Please. Be a good tipper.
That's a good one to end with, dude.
It's especially if you have a big tab. If you got a big tab, you know, I'm talking about $100.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
tip, dude. That's good. That's
20%. That's what we ask for.
That's
customary. But if you can't tip, at least, you know, tip something, you know.
That's really good, dude.
If you have a beer, please give us a dollar, at least something.
That's really good
tip
advice.
Tip well. You're going to look better. We're going to treat you better. The more you tip, the more you're going to get hooked up as well.
That's
really
good advice.
I don't
promise
you I'm going to hook you up. It's not mandatory.
Yeah.
Hey, you're nice and you're tipping well.
I never have
a problem giving you a shot at the end of the night. Or,
there you go.
You know, just throughout the night. You know, now, see how nice.
There you go, dude. Now to put a nice little bow around this and end this, because I'm glad you ended it with tipping, because I've been wanting to ask you a question all night about tipping.
Awesome.
I think it'd be a perfect way to end the show.
Great.
And keep in mind that nobody here gets their feelings hurt. None of our oddcasters are, you know, little babies when it comes to it. But out of
I'm going to respond you out, with my full honesty.
Thank you. Out of white people, Mexican people, Asian people, and black people, who's the worst tipper?
I got to say black people.
Oh!
Black people.
It is.
It is.
It's
it
us.
Is.
Yes, I knew it. Oh,
it is.
So you hate when like hip hop nights, because I'm a good tipper because I used to live off tips myself. But like, so when like there's a hip hop night and stuff, you're like, damn, I'm going home with $8 in my pocket. Oh. When it's another with this reggae night, I'm fucked. I'm done. Oh man.
Well, you know what? Like I said, it just depends on the bartender. If you know how to work that crowd, you know, and make him happy.
Yeah.
Not necessarily hooking him up or you know.
That's
but if you take care of them, yes, there's a way to for them to you know take care of you.
But
you
it's
know.
Safe to say
but
it.
Most and likely, yes. And then from there, it goes to my Mexican people. Yes.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Just Latinos in general. Uh-huh. You know,
dirty ass off me. Your fucking cat's in heat and fucking humping my leg.
Oh,
dirty
sorry,
bitch. Well, on that note, thank you, Jordy, for hanging out with us, man. It was a pleasure having you and telling us your side. I think a lot of our friends out
thank
there.
Thank you learned, for having me here.
I think they learned a lot of stuff from you tonight, dude.
Hopefully they did.
Yes, and hopefully anybody who visits Jordy can you know be respectful and listen to some of the things that he said. Next time you go to your bartender, you fucking tip them, you cheap bastards. Please
just remember to tip him and be respectful.
Yeah, two main things. I don't like having the thing that black people don't tip. So black people, please pick up that shit. You know what they say? You paint a canoe black, it'll never tip. Anyway,
there you go.
On that note, check us out at podtalkers.com.
Podtalkers@gmail.com.
Airfm.live.com now?
Yeah.
It's airfmlive.com every Sunday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Don't forget to check us out on iTunes and
yes.
Facebook.
We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.
Thanks, guys.